with that one.
Okay, so today's daf is sponsored by Julian Howie Han, Le'ilu Nishmas, Howie's uncle Binyamin Ben Yaakov Zatzal, Avram Ben Shlomo Zatzal, and Judy's grandparents and uncle who perished in the Shoah, Hachavar Yisrael Ben David Zatzal, Rivka Bat Yitzchak, Elva Shalom, and Yehuda Ben Chavar Yisrael Zatzal. And we should only have Simchas. We'll also learn for Refuah Shleima for all the Cholim. Okay, here we go. We're in the middle of discussing the following topic. Whether when it comes to Neros Chanukah, does Hadlaka Ose Mitzvah or Hanacha Ose Mitzvah? Is it lighting the menorah or placing the menorah? So we had a few already riots back and forth. Now the Gemara starts. Toshma, bottom line, Chaf Beis and Beis. Toshma, Dama Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says, Ashashis, if you have like the lantern, Shehaisa Dolekes, and it was lit the whole Shabbos. Rashi says, Shahadlika lemitzvahs Chanukah be'erev Shabbos. You lit it on Chanukah on Erev Shabbos. And you know what? Velcha kol yom kula. And it went the whole day. It lit the whole day. I put a ton of oil in there. And now, lematzah Shabbos, now that it's matzah Shabbos, you have to light Saturday night, right? So the Mishnah says, the Brisa says, mechabe, you put it out, umadlika, and you light it again, right? You have to put it out and light it again. Now, first of all, Mordechai Benet says, this could be any night of the week. It doesn't have to be on a Friday night. But the point is, any other night of the week, you would never put in so much oil because you're a little bit cheap. Friday night, you'll do it. Okay. Now, what does the Brisa say? It put it out and light it again. Now, one second. Mechaba Wadlika. I amarta bishloma hadlaka osim mitzvah shapir. If hadlaka is the mitzvah, that makes perfect sense. You got to put it out and relight it. El I amar hanacha osim mitzvah. But if you say hanacha is the mitzvah, why do you have to put it out and relight it? Now, that's not the question. Tosfos explains, nobody would have a havamina that you could just keep it, let it go. You're going to have to put it out. However, hay mechabe umadlika, you put it out and you relight it. Mechabe umagbia umanich umadlika mibayalei. It should have said all that. You have to place it and put it in its right proper spot. That's what it should have said. It didn't say that. What did it say? It said mechabe umadlika. Obviously, hadlaka osim mitzvah. It didn't mention anything about placing it. V'od also midikam mevarchin and asher kedushana b'mitzvos devitivaru lahadlik ner shel Chanukah. The bracha we make is lahadlik ner shel Chanukah. Shma mina hadlaka osim mitzvah. Shma mina. That's the raya. Hadlaka osim mitzvah. Okay. Now, v'hashta d'amrin hadlaka osim mitzvah. Now that we said that, so hadlika cheresh shota v'katan lo asav lo klum. That's for sure nothing. That doesn't count at all. Chinuch, it's not, I'm talking about chinuch, I'm talking about the mitzvah. So even if they light it and you place it at the right spot, it doesn't count at all, because hadlaka osim mitzvah. Isha, what about a woman? Vada madlika, they for sure have to light. Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, nashim chayavos b'ner Chanukah, women have to light in their Chanukah, sha'af hein hayu ba'oso ha'nes. They were also part of the nes. They were also in the nes. What nes? What nes were they in? Says Rashi on the third wide line on top, Shagazri Yevonim, the Yevonim made a decree, I'll call Basulos, on all Basulos, Hanises, that are going to get married, Lehiba, La Plaster Trila. First, they have to go to the general, right? To spend the night over there. The Ayad Isha Nasa Nase. And through a woman, a Nase happened. So the Sefer called Hanosid Imri Shefer says, you see very clearly from here that the Iker Nase of Chanukah was the battle, not the menorah. Because women had no sheiches to the nace of the menorah. They weren't in the base. Women don't go to the hangout in the base of Mikdash yet. They have to light Chanukah candles because they were also, what nace? Says Rashi, the nace of the battles. Other things that were going on, nothing to do with the menorah. You see from here that the Iker, very interesting, the Iker Chanukah is not the menorah. Very interesting. Okay. Next.
So Menachem, Rashi's giving two reasons, right?
Correct. But both reasons have nothing to do with menorah.
Right, and both reasons had nothing to do with the men either. Like, so they were in
okay. That's exactly the point. By the way, so the reason why some women don't light is because the custom developed of ishto kigufo. So when the husband's lighting, he's lighting for her. Many women light themselves. It's great. Whatever you do, whatever you mitigate, it's great. Amr b'sheishas. By the way, so achsanai, a guest, chayiv b'ner Chanukah. A guest is chayiv b'ner Chanukah. Amr, right? I went to you for Shabbos. Right? There's one line of the Gemara. It's the number one Chanukah question on Chanukah that's asked. Right? The number one question. I'm going over there. What do I do for the menorah? It's one line in the Gemara. The whole, every shayla on Chanukah is about this question, and it's one line in Shas. One line. Achsanai chayiv b'ner Chanukah. Four words. And achsanai is chayiv b'ner Chanukah. Amr b'zera, be'reish, originally, kevina be'rav, when I was by Rav's house, mishtatafna b'prite, b'hadei ushpiza. I would give a little money, and I would join in with Rav's menorah. I'd give him a few dollars and have me in mind, right? I'm paying for the oil. Bosa de nesivi itza, when he married a woman, Amina, he said, "Hashta vadalot zirichna." I don't have to do that. The kamadlikin al begoy besoy, because they're lighting in my house. My wife's lighting for me. He's going to his rabbi for Shabbos, Chanukah, leaving his wife home alone, and he tells her, and he says, "She's lighting for me at home. I don't have to give Rav money." Okay. Amar Yeshua ben Levi, "Kol hashmanim, all oils, kulam yafin l'ner, are all good." All oils that are good are good. Shemen Zayis min ha-mufchor. Shemen Zayis is the best. Why is Shemen Zayis the best? The Gemara never says Shemen Zayis is the best because the nace happened with Shemen Zayis. The Gemara never says that reason. The Gemara doesn't say anything. The Gemara just later it's going to say because it lights very well. You want to give the reason that also it's because of Ner Chanukah. That's a fantastic reason, right? Amar Abaya. Abaya says, Meiresh, originally, I always tried to use oil made from sesame seeds. Omar, and I said, it's excellent oil, sesame oil. Fantastic oil. Given the Shamal Elohadar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, once Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi came around, Mahadar Amishcha de Zesa. I only use olive oil. Omar, I said, Haitzel Nuhura Tvei. It's very, very good oil. It's even better. And that's why I use oil. Can everyone hear me good?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Good. Okay, good. Okay, fine. Very good. Next. V'amr b'shua ben Levi. Kol hashmanim yafin l'dyo. All oil is good to make ink. V'shemen zayis mitzvah min ha-muvchor. Shemen zayis is the best. They used to, I guess, put an oil in the ink to make it. Here. Ibar lehu. Lagabel. To make the ink, gadol means to knead, like to knead the ink, to make the ink good, ola ashen, or to make the ink smoky. So I don't know what that means. Tashma, Tanar Reb Shmuel Bar Zutra, Kol Hashmanim Lafin L'Dio, all oil is good for Dio. Shemen Zayis, Mena Mufchor, Shemen Zayis is the best, Bein L'Gabel, Bein L'Ashen, for both things, to knead the ink, or to make the ink smoky. Rav Shmuel Bar Zutra, Masni Hachi, Kol Hashanim, Yafin l'dio, all smoke is good. B'shemen zayis menamokhar. Shemen zayis is the best. Okay, I don't know what that was about. Okay. Amar Rav Huna. Kol ha.
I think it means they burnt it and they used the soot.
What?
I think it means they burned the oil and they used the smoke from the oil burning to make ink.
Okay, that could be. That could very well be. Thank you. I'm not sure. Yeah.
Thank you.
Amar Rav Huna. Kol ha srafin, all sap. Yafin l'dio is good for ink. B'sraf. Ketef yafir mikulam, and the ink from ketef is the best one, right? Which is some kind of tree. Okay. Amar b'chir bar Ashi amar Rav. Famous halacha. Well, hamadlik ner shal Chanukah tzarech levarich. When you light Chanukah candles, you have to make a bracha. Amar b'yirmiya amar haroa ner Chanukah tzarech levarich. If you see, if you're driving down the street and you see a ner Chanukah, you have to make a bracha. Says Rashi, looks at this Rashi, Haroe, Haover Bashuk, if someone's walking down the street, Vinire Be'echad HaChatzeros Dolik, and he sees a Chanukah candle somewhere, Umatzasi B'Shem Rabbeinu Yitzchak Ben Yehuda, Sh'amar Mishum Rabbeinu Yaakov, Dol Huska Kabracha Zu, El Misha Lo Hidlik Bebeso, you only have to make this bracha if you didn't light in your house. Now in parentheses it says the word Adayim. You didn't yet light in your house, right? Oh, Lioshev Bisvina. You're in a boat, you're not going to light. if you're on the boat, how do you see someone else's light? I'm not sure, but okay. But if he's, but you're, so there's a whole machlokas whether you keep the word adayin in there or not. If you keep it in there, you know what that means? I'm home, going home from work. It's 7 o'clock. I'm going to light menorah in 15 minutes. I'm walking from the train to my house and I see mechanical candles. I have to make a bracha. Even though I'm going to light in 15 minutes. If you don't take it, if you don't keep it in there, then you don't have to make a bracha because I'm going to light myself. So it's a discussion. Why do you have to light when you see someone else's Hanukkah candles? Why? Why do you have to make a bracha? I'm sorry. When you see someone else's Hanukkah, what are you making a bracha for? Why are you making a bracha?
Pursuing Nisa. So
yeah. What?
Pursuing Nisa.
Pursuing Nisa. Right? Very good. Very good. Very good. Excellent. Where do you ever find such a thing of making a bracha when someone else is doing a mitzvah, even if it's pursuing Nisa? You never find such a thing. No such thing. So Tosfos doesn't say it here. In Masechta Sukkah, Tosfos says it's more than pursuing Nisa. It's chibub ha-mitzvah. We love this mitzvah so much. This is Chanukah Torah. We love this mitzvah so much that we make a bracha when we see someone else doing it. Fascinating thing. You don't do that at any other mitzvah. Right? You see someone else doing the mitzvah, you make a bracha? No, maybe you give them a high five, you cheer them on, you give them encouragement. That's fantastic. To make a bracha? You never find that. Only by Ner Chanukah.
That means you wouldn't make it at home, which, according to Rashi, if you see it, make it in the street. You would not make it when you lit your own candle?
You still can. You still can.
Yeah. So how many brachas can you make? Many you want?
And how many times you make that bracha? I don't know. Okay. Now. Yeah. Okay. Where am I up to? Amar of Yehuda, Yom Rishon, on the first day, Haroa Mavarech Beis. So when someone sees it, he makes two. Umanlik Mavarech Gimel. But the one who lights it makes three. Mikan ve'elich, after that, Madlik Mavarech Shtayim. The one who's Madlik makes two brachos. V'roa Mavarech Mavarech Achas. And the one who sees it makes only one bracha. Ma Mamayit. What do you take away? Mamayit Zman. You take away Shechianu. V'namayit Nes. Why don't you take away the bracha of Al Nisim? The answer is no. Kol Nes Kol Yom Yisya. Every day was a Nes. Every day of Chanukah was a nes, so you make the Al Nisim every single day. My Mavarech, what bracha do you make? Mavarech, Asher, Kedishanu, B'mitzvos, V'tzivanu, Lahadlit, Ner, Shel, Chanukah. Right? That's the bracha that you make. Hechen V'tzivanu, where did the Torah command us to say make a bracha on Chanukah? Where in the Torah is Chanukah? The answer is, it's not there. Rav Avya Amar,
Why wouldn't there be a mitzvah to say on the mitzvah also a bracha? I mean, why
do you
isn't there thing to make on the bracha? On a mitzvah?
What? What's your question?
There should be the same way he says over here that there's a mitzvah on the Nehalik Ner. Why is it just a nitzim a bracha also? An ancestry bracha.
It's a separate bracha.
Shas and Nisim is just as important as Landik Ner.
You say both of them every day.
Yeah, but he's emphasizing here that you say the first bracha all the time. If you see it again, you say just the first bracha.
Every day you say three. The first day you say three brachas.
You do it.
Every day you say two brachas.
Right. If you do it.
If you do it.
Right.
If you see somebody else, you only say bracha al Nisim.
Why not? Oh, Al Anishin, not Ladik Ner.
How could you say Ladik Ner? You didn't light anything.
Oh, okay.
Watching him.
All right, got it now.
Right.
Got it now.
Now, what bracha do you make? What's the mitzvah in the Torah? Lo Sasur. What's Lo Sasur? Lo Sasur means not listen to the rabbis. So the rabbi said to make a Hanukkah candles. So if you don't listen, you over Lo Sasur. Rav Nechemya Omar, Sha'al Avicha V'yagedcha V'zignecha V'yamrulach. Whatever your father says, whatever your rabbi said, you should follow him. That's an aste. One's a los aste, one's an aste, right? So the Rambam says in his Sefer Mitzvot in Sharish Aleph that anyone that's over on a mitzvah that the Chachamim made up is over the Isra of Los Asar. So if you don't drink Dalet Kosos on Pesach, which is the rabbis made it up, you're over in the Isra Daraisa. Says the Ramban, that's impossible. It's impossible the Rambam could say such a thing. Because we have 100 places in Shas where it says Safik Darabanan Lukula. If Safik Darabanan Lukula, then every Darabanan, Bilya Daraisa, then the whole Sefer Darbanan Lekula makes no sense. So how could there be such a, how could the Rambam say that? How could the Rambam say that every time you over a Darbanan, you overload Sefer? How could that possibly be? So the Ramban answers, I don't know how to answer the Rambam, maybe if the Rabbanon made a din de Rabbanon, but it's based on the Torah, maybe there the Rambam's right. Which, Ner Chanukah, not based on the Torah, nothing in the Torah about it. Talad Kosos, nothing in the Torah about it. The rabbis just made that up. Megillas Esther, not in the Torah. The rabbis made it up. There is no Lasasser, of course not. If it's a Darabanan based on the Torah, maybe the Rambam would be right. Maybe he would be right. Because at least it's based in the Torah. Yeah. Okay. Masav Rav Amram. Rav Amram asked the following question. One second. We just said that if you do a mitzvah Darabanan, you make a bracha like Hanukkah. So one second. If someone's being mafresh demai, hadmai. So demai, what's demai? We're not sure if someone took off Trumas and Maestras. So mid-derabanan, we make you take it off, and maybe even in taking it off a second time, right? Ma'arvin bo, you can use it for an Erev. U'mishtatzin bo, you can use it for a shituf to combine courtyards. Muvarchin alav, you eat it, you make a bracha on it, because it's food. U'mizamnin alav, you bench with it, you make a zimun. U'mafrishin also arim, you can even remove it, you can even be mafresh it when you're not wearing any clothing. You can even do that. U'bein ashmashos, you can even do it during Bein HaShemashos, because the whole thing is a suffix, right? Via Marta call the Rabbanan boy bracha. And if you're telling me that the Rabbanan requires a bracha, hacha ki ka'ar hechemur, how can you make a bracha when you're not wearing any clothing? You can't do that. You can't make a bracha when you're naked. So the Gemara says, no. Amar Abaya, one second. Vada did the Rabbanan boy bracha. If it's a mitzvah the Rabbanan that's a vada, of course you make us make a bracha. Suffix did the Rabbanan, it's a suffix. Lo boy bracha, you don't make a bracha on a suffix. And over here, the only reason I'm being mafresh dmai is a suffix. You don't make a bracha on that, right? Okay. So now you're going to ask me the famous question, which Rashi, with Demari asked, Yontav Sheni the suffix of the brain who boy bracha. What about Yontav Sheni? We're going to sit down, all of us in America. We're going to have a second seder. We're going to make every single bracha that we did on the first seder, every single one. What do you mean? It's a suffix. So the Demari answers, Hasam over there. We're doing it. Otherwise, you'll be mezalzel the brachas. In other words, if you're going to sit down to the seder, second seder, and not make any brachas, what kind of seder is that? Right. The biggest riot. This is true. Is Sfiras HaOmer. If someone forgets to say Sfiras HaOmer, so they can no longer say it with a bracha, right? Most of the time, they stop saying it altogether. Why? Because the bracha gives you that incentive. It gives you that, it's exactly what the Gemara says. You come to belittle it. Once you don't make a bracha, you come to belittle it. And therefore, you make a bracha the second night. Soloveitchik said, that's why nobody sits in a sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. Because you don't make a bracha. So once you stop making a bracha, so people stop doing it. Right? That's what happened. Okay. Rava Amar. Rava says, no. Rava Amar, it's Ma'isrin Hain. Most Amaratsim do take off Trumas and Ma'isrin. In other words, it's such a small issue that Rashi says. It's Afilu Suffolk. It's not even really a Suffolk. Ela Chumra Ba'alma. It's just a Chumra. Therefore, because Rava Amaratsim do take it off, and therefore it's not a problem, and therefore you're not going to make a bracha anyway, so it's not an issue.
Is he arguing on the Amar previous? Malcolm, is he arguing on the previous?
Yeah, he's giving another reason. He's giving another reason why you could do it even if you're naked, because you're not going to make a bracha anyway. Because it's such a far fetched. It's really a chumra. It's not even a suffix. It's really a chumra. Okay. Amar of Huna. Chatzar sheyesh ba beis psachim. If you have a chatzar with two entrances or a house with two entrances, tzricha. State neighbors. You got to put one by each entrance. The Chanukah candles. Amarava, Lomar, and Elamishte Ruchos. It's only if they're on two different sides. You're a corner house. So you have on, East 3rd Street and on Avenue T. You got to do both sides. Elamishte Ruchos, Elamruchas Achas, Lot Sarach. One side, you don't have to. Guys got two doors next to each other. You don't have to buy both. My time, why not? Elam, Mishab Chashada, if we're suspicious that you're not doing the mitzvah. So chashad the man. Who's suspicious of you? Ilam chashad the alma. If the oilam is suspicious of other people, then I feel a bruach achas nanali boy. Then even one side you should have to. Any chashad in if the two entrances. Any chashad the day masa. And if it's the townspeople, then I feel a b'shtei ruchas nami loli boy. The townspeople know who you are. What do you have to have on both sides? So Gemara says, "La'olam mishum chashad the b'nei masa." Really, it's townspeople. Sometimes the mechalfi b'hu, below chalfi b'hai. They're walking down that street. They're not walking down the other street. They look at this. My good friend over here is not lighting Hanukkah candles. They're not going to have the time to walk the other half of the block to go see that you really are. So therefore, there's a chashad. V'amri gehechid de b'hai pischa lo adlik, b'hai pischa nami lo adlik. Therefore, go light Hanukkah candles. Very good. Uminat timra de chashin le chashad. How do you know even there's even such a thing as, how do you know we even have such a thing? I have to be suspicious that you're not doing mitzvahs?
Crazy.
What?
It's crazy. How far do you take this thing? I mean, you know, maybe, you know what I mean? I always ask this question, but whatever. I don't care. I'm asking again. I mean, it's a hard thing. You mean, you have to worry about the whole world? What happened to, you know, not being choshev b'chsher and all the million questions we have on this? Give me a break. The guy lit at 5 o'clock and you were walking at 6:30. Why can't you give the guy a benefit of doubt? Why you have to worry about every person coming down the street and not being satisfied that they're all happy?
So listen to this. Umina timra de chashin lechashad. How do you know such a thing as chashad? How do you know this thing exists? Listen to this. The Tanya, you'll agree with this, Yossi. Amr b'Shimon, b'shalava arba dvarim hatorah la amr Torah l'nech peah b'self sadeu. Really, you can put peah wherever you want. Peah means corner, but you don't have to put peah in the corner. You can put it in the middle, but there are four reasons why you have to put it in the corner. You know what the four reasons are? B'nei gezel aniyim. For gezel aniyim, we're going to explain each one of these. Two, b'nei bitel aniyim. Three, b'nei chashad, and four, b'shem bal techala. Now, what do these four mean? B'nei gezel aniyim. What does that mean? Shlo yira bal abayis shapnuy v'amalok to lekrov of ani hareze peah. What's going to happen? You're going to tell your relatives, listen, guys, you guys are a little poor. Come to my field. The pay is going to be in the northeastern quadrant, right in the middle, smack in the middle. No one's going to know about that. You guys, I'll tell you guys in advance. So therefore, you'll get the payah. Nobody else will. Nobody knows about it. Says the talacha. No, you got to put it in the corner where everybody can know where it is. That's number one. Number two, b'nei bitel aniyim. Bitel aniyim. What's bitel aniyim? The aniyim are waiting around, looking at their watch. When's the field opening? We can get some payah. The answer is the payah is over there. Nobody knows where it is. Another thing. Bitel aniyim. B'nei bitel aniyim. Shalihi aniyim yoshin u'shamir achshav maniach lebal bayis payah. They're standing around. When's the bal bayis going to give payah ready? The answer is he gave it, but he gave it in some strange spot. Number three, b'nei chashad. Shalo yu over v'shav in omrim, tov me'er ola adam, shahit lo hiniach peah b'sada. Look at this guy, doesn't give peah. Look at this. He really gave peah. He gave peah. But he gave it in such a strange spot, nobody knows he even gave it. So people are walking by, giving the guy curses. Look at this guy, such a cheapskate. Look at this guy. And number four, umishum bal techaleh. Atechala means that you're not going to give payah, then the field's going to go to rot. Atukul abish about techala, they're all for that reason. Amarava meharamayin, the people are going to lie. You know what they're going to say? Me? I gave payah. Where'd I give it? Over there, in that strange spot. I gave. Of course, they're lying. They never gave. So for that reason, you have to give it in the corner. So what do you see from all this? We're choshesh for chashad. We care about other people's mitzvos, Yossi. Yes, we do. Amr Vitrik Bar Radifa, Amr Avuna. Ner, Shieshlo. By the way, the word ner doesn't mean candle. Ner in Gemara term means where the candle, the container of the candle, the container. Either the bowl or the kli, whatever kli it is, where the fire is in, that's called a ner in Gemara parlance. So ner, Shieshlo Shnei Pios. If a ner, if a thing has two holes and there are two wicks coming out of it, so all obeys many of them. Two people could use that. One uses one end, one uses the other end. Amaraba, Mila, Kaira, Shemen, the Kifa Psilos, Kafal and Kli, all the Kambane Adam. Let's say you have a bowl, and in the bowl, you could put 10 floating wicks. You could put 10 floating wicks. So if you put a Kli in there, so that the floating wicks can't float, then 10 people could use it for Hanukkah candles. Not a problem. Right? But lo kippa ala kli, if you didn't put a kli in there, so they're all floating around in the bowl, I saw come in medura, that it looks like a medura, because they're all clustered together. Then I feel the echa nami ainu ola. Even one person can't use a medura. Even one person can't use it. Why? Because it's all clustered. The reason is what? It has to be for its shame. The Sfasema says because it has to be nicker that it's l'shem mitzvah. And if you have a whole bowl like this with a whole bunch of clustered candles, it doesn't look like it's for a mitzvah, and therefore it's not good. But if it's
but then it can it then be considered like it's one flame? We said
Mahadran. No, I hear that. But they don't seem to say that. But if you put a kli in there where each thing can't move, so they're all stationary, then it doesn't look like a madur, then it's not a problem. Yeah, I hear what you're saying. I hear what you're saying about the issue that it'll be like one. Maybe it's too strong. I don't know exactly what the problem would be, but that's what they say. It's no good. Okay. Amar Rava. Shitali. What?
So each one has to be a kli with multiple with 10 holes in it. Then
basically. You can have 10 holes in it, but the holes but it makes it each one each nair
an individual thing.
Exactly stationary.
Okay.
Amar Rava. Pshitali. It seems to me. Listen to this. Nair beso v'nair Chanukah. I only have money for one candle, so I need light in my house. Nair beso, and nair Chanukah. Nair beso adif. Nair beso comes first. Why? Mishum shalom bayis. Says Rashi, Ner Beso Bishabis. You need a candle for Shabbos, right? Vu Ani, you're poor. Vain lo kadei liknos shemen l'shtei neiros. You don't have enough money for two neiros. What do? You buy for Shabbos. Right? The Ritva says, it's not just Shabbos, any night of the week. Why Shabbos is different? You have to see where you're going. Any night of the week is the same halacha. You only have money for one candle. Near Shab, near Chanukah doesn't. You don't do it. You're an ones. What could you do? You don't have any money. What could you do? Near Beso, the Kiddush Hayom. What about near Beso and Kiddush? Near Beso, Adif Mishum Shalom Bayis. Again, Shalom Bayis wins over Kiddush. It's a machlokus now. Some say like this. What about the fact that Kiddush is Doraisa? And the Chanukah is Durabanan, so you want to tell me Shalom Bayis is also, let's say, Durabanan, and it wins because you have to have a normal house. Okay, I hear. Kiddush? So some say, well, you can make Kiddush on pas. You can make Kiddush on bread. So who told you you have to go buy wine? You don't have to go buy wine. Make Kiddush on bread. And therefore, the Nair of Shabbos beats Kiddush. What if you don't even have money for bread? What if you don't have money for bread even? You're that poor? What do you do now? Some say, okay, now you have to buy bread because it's Daraisa. Others say, no, the Iker Kiddush is in davening in shul. When you say Kiddush in shul, in davening. And therefore, even if you don't have anything, you don't have money for anything, still the Nair Beso wins. Because what about Kiddush? You'll say the Kiddush in shul, that'll be Yotzi. Boy, Rava, listen to the next one. Nair Chanukah v'Kiddush Yomahu. What about Nair Chanukah and Kiddush? So I have enough money for a candle for Shabbos. I have $1 left over. Do I use it for Ner Chanukah or for Kiddush? Kiddush Yom Adif de Tadir. Well, 1 second. Kiddush is Tadir. Odilma, or maybe Ner Chanukah Adif, we should pursue Menisa. Maybe Chanukah is better because I pursue Menisa. Which one wins? Basadi Ibai, Hadar Pashte, after we asked it, he answered it. Ner Chanukah Adif, we should pursue Menisa. Ner Chanukah is better because of pursue Menisa. You hear that? Listen to this. The Rush says like this. You see from here, what was the answer? The answer was Chanukah wins. Why does Chanukah win? For Pursume Nisa. And what if it wasn't for Pursume Nisa? Then what would win? Kiddush would win. Why would Kiddush win? Because it's Tadir. See from here, says the Rush, that normally we think Tadir means you have two things going on at the same time. Which one should you do first? Tadir. Tosfos, the top Tosfos, talks about when you take out three Sifrei Torah, right? He talks about Rosh Chodesh Teves. If Rosh Chodesh Teves is a Shabbos, you have three Sifrei Torah. You have the Parsha of the Week, you have Rosh Chodesh and Chanukah. So which one goes second? Which one goes first? First is the Parsha of the Week. Which one goes second? Says Tosfos, Haftorah. Rosh Chodesh goes second. Why does Rosh Chodesh go second? Tadir. And what goes third? Hanukkah. Here, the Gemara is saying, Tadir's going to win, even though you're only doing one of them. You only have money for one. Which one do you do? Tadir. So you see that Tadir wins, even if you're not going to do the second one, like, you know, Shabbos or Shkodesh. So what do you say first? You say Ritzei first or Yalav Yavo first? The answer is Ritzei. Why? Tadir. But you can say Yalav Yavo. The next thing you do is tell Yalav Yavo right afterwards. Here the Gemara is saying, you only have money for one? Tadir wins? Happens to not win because of pursuing Nisa. Otherwise it would win. That's very interesting. Okay. Amar Rav Huna. Haragil Bener. If someone's Ragil Iner, what does Ragil Bener mean? He's Ragil Bener. Rashi says, look at the Rashi of Bonim Tamir Chachamim. Dechsiv, it says, Kiner Mitzvah V'Torah Or. Al Yidei Ner Mitzvah V'Shabbos V'Chanukah. Rashi throws in both. Because of Shabbos and Chanukah, Ba Or the Torah. You will be Zoche to the Or of Torah. Right? Many, many, many Achronim and Rishonim take out the word Chanukah. What Chanukah? They take it out. Rashi put it in. Many take it out. And many say, no. It's every week, every Friday night, which is why the Magen Avraham says that when a woman lights candles, she davens to Hashem, that Hashem should give her banim al tamid chachamim. Why? Because in the schus of the candles, if you're ragil b'ner, you will be zochet to banim tamid chachamim. It's funny. You want to hear a funny part? Who says this? The Marsha says, what do you mean, Ragil Bener? It should have said, Hazahir Bener. Hazahir Bener. If you Zahir in candles, you'll be Zahir. Why say Ragil Bener? It's a funny lashon. So the Marsha says, because you don't light the candles, your wife does. So what do you mean, you're Zahir? How are you Zahir? She's doing it. So all we could say is Ragil. You facilitate, you help her, buy for her, make sure she's doing it. But at the end of the day, it's her mitzvah. So we can't say Zahir. How are you Zahir? She's doing it. All we could say is Ragel. Haragel Bener, Havile Banat Minichachamim. Hazar be Mezuzah, if you Zar in Mezuzah, Zoche Ladira Na, Yzoche to Radira Na. Hazar be Tzitzis, Zoche Latalis Na. Hazar be Kiddush Hayom, Zoche Male Garbayayin. Yzoche to get wine. Says the Ramban, unbelievable thing. Don't we have an idea in this religion that there's no schar in this world? There's no schar in this world. So what are we telling me? If I'm careful in mezuzah, I'm going to have a good, nice house. I'm careful in neros, I'm going to have good children. I'm careful in kiddush, I'm going to have a lot of wine. Isn't that schar in this world? So the Ramban says an unbelievable thing. He says, there's no schar in this world for mitzvahs you have to do. There's no schar. You have to do a mitzvah, there's no schar. Next world will be schar. But if there's a mitzvah you don't have to do, and you go ahead and do it anyway, then you get schar in this world. I don't have to wear tzitzis. As long as I'm not wearing a four-cornered garment, I don't have to wear tzitzis. I don't have to make kiddush on wine. I can make kiddush on pas. I don't have to live in an apartment with mezuzah. I can rent. Oh, it's cool. But no, I don't do that. That's why, right? Hazohir b'tzitzis, zochel atalas na. Hazohir b'mezuzah, zochel dirana. You're going out of your way to do things you don't really have to do. If you don't really have to do them, the schar is in this world. That's an unbelievable verse from the Ramban. Rav Huna havi ragel da havi chalef v'tani apitzcha de Rav Oven Nagra. Rav Huna used to walk by the house of this Rav Oven, who was a Nagra, who was a carpenter. Chazad havi ragel b'shragi tuba. He was very busy with his candles. Very busy, very makpid. Amar trey gavri ravri rafik mihacha. You can have two big talmid chacham coming out of you. Of Edi bar Oven, Rav Chiya bar Oven. He was zochet to have those two tzaddikim. Rav Chiya to have Ragel, but to have Cholav. I'm telling you, Pesach de Beinasha, the Rav Shizvi. He used to walk by the house of Rav Shizvi's father. Chazad to have Ragel, but Shagatuv. He was very busy with the candles. Amar Gavra, Rabba, Nafik Mehacha, Pasuk Menah Rav Shizvi. He said, "You're a great man. Your great man's going to come out of you." And sure enough, Rav Shizvi came out of him. Now another Rav Shizvi, the mitzvah of Rav Yosef's wife, have Ma'achu Madlekisla. She used to light at the last possible second an Erev Shabbos. The last possible second, right? Amalur of Yosef, Tanya, lo yamash amara anan yamam va'amara esh laila. It says that there was no, right, the in the night there was the fire and in the day was the cloud. Olamich amara anan mishmashlam va'amara esh mashlam va'amara anan. Each one complemented each other. Meaning, don't be so Don't be so the last split second. Don't do like that. Sarvalak dume. She wanted to make it so early. Don't make it too early. Don't make it too late. You should light at the right time. Fine. Amar Rava. Rava said, "Derachim Rabbanon, havile benin Rabbanon." If you love Rabbanon, you will be zochet to children that are Rabbanon. Demokir Rabbanon. If you honor Rabbanon, havile chas v'nevasa de Rabbanon. You'll have sons-in-law that are Rabbanon. The dachil Rabbanon. If you yourself fear Rabbanon, who gufa had to Rabbanon? You'll become a talmid chacham yourself. V'lav bar hachi. And if you can't, you just don't have the kalim. You can't. Then at least humishtaiman b'lmil say d'tzur the Rabbanon. They'll listen to you like listen to the Rabbanon. They'll listen to you. You're big shot. They'll listen to you. They'll hold from what you have to say. Okay? That ends the Agadata. Now we're back to regular Gemara. So the Mishnah said you're not allowed to use Shemen Sreifa on Shabbos. What's Shemen Sreifa? Shemen Sreifa is Truma that became Tameh. You're not allowed to use it to light your Shabbos candles. Why not? Why not? So Gemara says, my Shemen Sreifa, what is Shemen Sreifa? Amar Rabba, Shemen Shel Truma Shenitma. It's Shemen Shel Truma that became Tameh. Now, what do you do with Shemen that became Tameh? Truma Shemen that became Tameh. The halacha is, you're not allowed to eat it, but you're allowed to use it as a fire, and you're allowed to get Hana while you're using it as a fire, not on Shabbos. Why not? But my karele, first of all, my karele Shemen Sreifa, why is it called Shemen Sreifa? Howel Usreifa Omeid. Since it has to be burnt, it's called Shemen Sreifa. Ubishabbos my time alone. Why can't you do it on Shabbos? The answer is a very little bit of a difficult answer. Mitoch shemitzvah alav leviro. It's the mitzvah to get rid of it. So gezeir shemiyata. Maybe you'll be so interested, you'll be so excited to get rid of it, that there's a gezeir, maybe you'll come to touch it because you want to get rid of it faster. So because of that reason, wait till Sunday. Burn it on Sunday. Don't burn it on Shabbos. That's the reason. Amalei Abaya. Abaya said, 1 minute. Elamayata, but if that's the reason, then biyamtov lishtri. On yamtov, when you're allowed to make fires, it should be mutter. Alama tanan, how come we're going to learn tomorrow? Ein madlikim b'shem and shefer biyamtov. You can't, on yamtov, you also can't do it. Why not? So gzeira yamtov atu Shabbos. It's a gzeira yamtov atu Shabbos. Okay? You can't do it on yamtov because you can't do it on Shabbos. You'll get mixed up. So for that reason, you can't do it on yamtov either. No. L'shem ayata lo chashinan. We're not choshesh that you're going to be so excited to do the mitzvah of burning truma that you're going to do it, you're going to meddle with it. That's not the reason. Elahacha b'yantav shechal yos erev Shabbos askinan. No. Yantav is on Friday, right? Yantav is on Friday, right? And Rashi says, the last Rashi on the page, v'hu tzarech l'adlaka mibod yom. And you have to light Shabbos candles on Friday afternoon. And Friday afternoon is Yontif. So what are you doing? You're lighting Shemen Sreifa on Yontif. That you're not allowed to do. For Shabbos, we would let you. On a regular Friday, we would let you. Because I'm not choshesh you're going to come to meddle with it because you're so excited about it. I don't care about that. The problem is, this once in a while, once in a blue moon, Yontif falls out on a Friday. And when Yontif falls out on a Friday, you have to light candles Friday afternoon. It's Yontif for Shabbos. And you're not allowed to use Shemen Sreifa on Yontif. Right? Why not? Lafi, back to the Gemara. Lafi she'ain sarf and kajin b'yantif. Because you're not allowed to burn, shemen sreifa on yantif. Why not? We'll learn it tomorrow. V'hamid dekani seifa, ain matlikin b'shemen sreifa b'yantif. But we said that we're going to say it tomorrow. Mechal zereisha lav yantif askinan. So this Mishnah must not be talking about yantif. Amrav chanina b'sura ma'atam kamar. No, it's one long story. Ma'atam ain matlikin b'shemen sreifa b'yantif. Why can't you do this? Because they're not sorry if kachim on yantiv. Two more lines. Tanya kavasid rav chista. Kol elu sha'amru ein malikin behem b'shabes. Whatever we said you can't use on Shabbos. Malikin behem b'yantiv. You can use on yantiv. What's the chashash? You're going to meddle? You're allowed to meddle. It's yantiv. Chutz mi shemen sreifa. Except for shemen sreifa. Because you don't use kachim on yantiv. You're not allowed to burn kachim on yantiv. Why not? We'll learn that tomorrow. All right, so we'll stop here. We'll pick up tomorrow at 8 o'clock in the morning. Everybody have a very good day.
Shkoyach, shkoyach.
How do I get a couple days?
I'm going to ask you a question about the Chashad Gemara.
Yes.